Right. Smallest.
Good evening, everyone. Today's date is April 24th. The time is 6:30 p.m. Calling the order, the City of Centerville City Council meeting. First order of business is roll call. Councilmember Mosier.
Present.
Councilmember Taylor.
Present.
And I am also present. Next item on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance. Please join me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all. Next item on the agenda is approval of the agenda. Does any council members have any items they want to add to the agenda this evening? All right. I will be adding new business item number 5, which is a donation from our Lions Club to our Park and Rec Committee. And Mr. Stotts, I believe you have an item to add as well.
Yeah, I'd like to add an item just for pre-development signage, I'll call it.
Okay. All right. With those items added, do we have approval of the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
I was going to say it's going to be easy tonight. We have a motion and second. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed by the same sign. Motion carries. I guess I heard you both. So I didn't even have to say that anymore. Interesting. It's going to be cool tonight. All right. Next item on our agenda is appointments and presentations, and we do not have any. And we also do not have any public hearings, so we're going to move into approval of our minutes from our April 10th of 2024 City Council meeting. So any council members have any annotations?
I said nothing.
All right.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed by the same sign. As habit. Motion carries. All right, we're moving into our consent agenda. Does any council members want to have any items pulled for further discussion? All right, do we have a motion for approval of the consent agenda as presented?
So moved.
We have a motion.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. See, I'll get it. And they're probably wondering, what is going on? Okay, old business item number 1, public works technician hire. Administrator Stotts.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor and Council, we wanted to bring this in front of you formally as part of our 2024 budget. We did a budget for an additional public works technician. So we have currently have 3 union positions. They're all titled public works technician. One of those is a sort of a half building inspector as well as part of this title, but the other 2 positions are purely public works technicians. So these are the guys that are doing our sewer, our water, our stormwater, our streets, our parks, all that kind of maintenance. And with our growing community, we at some point needed to add another person, and so we budgeted for that this year and advertised for that position and found a candidate. We interviewed those candidates, and staff now has a recommendation for a hire. And are looking to get the council's approval of that hire because that is required since we are in a city where we have a city administrator. If folks don't know, all full-time hires need to go through the city council. If you have a city manager, you might hear other cities have that title. Manager makes hires except for the department heads, whereas a city administrator must go through the council for all hires. So even though it's budgeted and all that kind of stuff, need to bring that forward to you. So the pay range for the hire is grade 6, and on our pay matrix, I'm going to get that wrong. Hold on.
Pay grade 6.
Is it grade 6?
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the hiring range we set at steps 1 through 5, so there are 9 steps, and based on Mr. Barmettler's experience, staff has offered a contingent on your approval, step 4. And so he has extensive experience, and we wanted to be cognizant of that, and we feel like that in this environment, hiring is a bit difficult, and we did have a good pool of candidates. We felt like step 4 was the appropriate place to put him. to get recognized his extensive experience in the past on similar type work. So in terms of his vacation, you know, place in the vacation schedule, we've asked him to be at the two-year level, I believe. Want to get that right again? Sorry, I'm scrolling. My bookmarks got screwed up, so I apologize. And so that just says where he would fall on the schedule of, you know, as you more experience, you get more vacation. So this would be put him in that first category. Would have an opportunity to increase that vacation amount as he matures in this position. So certainly, you know, not, we didn't give him his, you know, he's got 19 years experience or something, you know, doing these things. So didn't certainly give him all of that experience, but we did want to give him just a little bit of leeway there. So with that, I would take any questions on the hire.
All right. Thank you. Any questions, sir?
No.
Darren?
So experience, cool. Does he have to have certifications like for the water to be on, certified to be on call? Is that what they?
So there's no real requirement. There's the requirement that on our staff, we have one certified person, and for both sewer and water, you'd have a license. So this person does not yet have those certifications. In the job offer, we say that there's a requirement that he complete those certifications in the first year, and so we would get him into those classes and, you know, get him on the track to do that. That would be part of his performance review. He would not move up a step until he got those licenses. Very similar to what our last hire did, had the same thing. We hired the last public works technician we hired without those certifications. He was able to get those licenses, and we held his step increases until he got those licenses. So that would be a similar process we would go with here. So it's not a legal requirement, but yeah, probably it'll be up to the judgment of Paul and in terms of what we feel like his comfort level is with the facilities, but most likely we would wait until he gets his certifications to put him on call without any real backup, you know?
Yeah. Is that, just out of curiosity, is that kind of a process? Is it, I mean, it's probably not just a four-hour thing and take a test, but...
No, right, I don't know how long the classes are, but it's easily something you can do in a year. I would say probably you can do it within 6 months.
Okay.
It just depends on the timing of when the classes are offered. So, yeah, I don't think the whole process from start to finish takes more than 6 months.
Okay, so he can not be on call for the weekend rotation?
Until it's Paul's judgment as to when he could start. He could start day one if Paul thought, oh, this guy really knows his stuff.
Sure.
He could do it, but, you know, probably it's best practice to wait at least until he's at least in those classes or something along those lines. So.
Okay. Is he within, like, the 15, 20-mile radius of here for snow plowing and stuff?
Yes, that was part of the application was to disclose where you live, just to make sure that your response radius, and he's, I want to say he lives in Hugo.
No.
It's not that far away, so. Many of our applicants were looking at a smaller, shorter commute. So that seems to be a trend in our world today, so.
Well, in that job, you can't work from home, so you may as well be close to
it. Yeah, right.
All right, thank you.
All right. So, Mark, I mean, other than the licenses that Darren mentioned, we're assuming he's going to hit the ground running.
Yeah, we feel like his experience is in the right areas, and he's plowed snow before extensively. You know, he's got experience operating heavy equipment, all those kind of things that you would hope to have in a person that is going to, you know, work in this field. So
he does have his license to drive our big plow.
He does, yes. Okay. He's got a Class A license, I believe. And,
okay. Yeah. All right. Well, with that, I would entertain a motion for approval.
So moved.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oh, I said aye.
Oh. I only heard one that time. I was listening that
time. I'll
shout. All right. Motion carries. Okay, next item on our agenda is, I lost myself, old business item number two, proposed ordinance 136, second series amending table 156A.1, second reading.
Mr. Mayor and Council, this is, as you mentioned, this is our second reading of this. This is really just sort of correcting an issue we had the first time around, which was that we added the P in rates column, but we didn't subtract the P from the column we needed to, and that column is under the R2 zoning. So with this, with the publication of this ordinance, we would then erase that P from the R2 zoning, so that duplexes are not allowed in that district.
All right. This is our second time going through this particular agenda item. Does any council members have any questions?
Motion to approve.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is new business item number two, city. No, I'm on the wrong thing here. I'm sorry.
New business one.
New business one, that's why I can't find myself. Resolution 24-0XX, calling for a public hearing on the establishment of a redevelopment tax increment financing district in the downtown.
Mr. Mayor and Council, as you know, we have a memorandum of understanding with the Ebert companies to investigate tax increment financing. That MOU does not bind us to anything at this point in time, but it is kind of a, for lack of a better term, handshake deal. It says we're going to look at this, and so in order to look at this, we have to have a public hearing and have our expert look into the all the tests that are necessary to qualify as a tax increment district. So we will be looking at are the structures substandard? Are the lots, do they have proper coverage? And does the pro forma for the project show a need that but for that this increment, would they be able to go forward with the project? And so what we're doing here tonight is simply calling for a public hearing. So by resolution, we're asking to have a public hearing at the June 12th City Council meeting. The reason it's such a long lead time is that there's a number of things baked into the statute in terms of you got to send this notice to the county commissioner, and then 30 days after that, you got to have published. You know, so there's a lot of technicalities about how long things have to be in certain people's hands and are noticed to the public. And so, this calling for this now allows us to have that hearing on June 12th date. So,
thank you. Any questions for Mark in reference to this agenda item?
My only question was how that worked with the current scheduled county or city council meeting.
Yeah, so it is, you know, and this is different from the public hearing for the development itself. That public hearing will take place at the planning commission. This one will take place at the city council meeting. I think the one question we'll probably have, and we'll kind of maybe feel that out after the public hearing for the development, is whether or not I want to have it in this room or not, depending on the size of the crowd we have on May 7th. And, you know, may have to move the venue for that council meeting just to accommodate other people at home.
It'd be interesting.
Yep.
If we have to move the venue, do we have to re-approve this? Or can we put that in, like, at this venue unless...
Yeah,
the venue changes.
The resolution say the venue. That is a great question.
Yes, it does. Oh, in what? At the Centerville City Hall.
Was this
TBD?
Oh, we revised that resolution to say with a location to be determined. Thank you, Ray.
Motion to revise.
All right.
To be TBD.
So we have a motion on the floor. I need you to approve it. Give it a second, and then I'll ask you for other comments.
The motion is just to change to TBD.
Oh, approved.
But you're motioning.
Yes, yeah. No, right.
Right, yeah. So you're seconding it.
I'm seconding
okay.
That, yes.
Further discussion. Darren, you have?
Further discussion. So the city, we're going to share the cost of 25%, not to exceed $2,365.62. Am I reading that right? For our portion of the TIF... if you want to call it a study, investigation, whatever you want to call it. It's under cost and sources of funding right there.
This is the wrong agenda. That's the cost share for the drainage.
Oh!
The drainage thing.
So silly me.
There is no cost here. This is all reimbursable through the developer.
Oh, okay. Because that's the first I saw, but yeah. You're right. I flipped. Okay. Sorry. Take that back. Retract.
Right. I've done it.
Okay. So no further discussion at my point.
All right. So we have no, and I have no other questions either. So we do have a motion on the floor to approve with the changed agenda item. I believe that was the motion, or did I not understand?
You have to vote on first the motion to amend and then the motion to pass, because that's the way I did it.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, we have a motion on the floor to amend the agenda item with the new address. And we have a second. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you.
Motion passes. Now we have a motion on the floor for the approval of Resolution 24-0XX calling for a public hearing on the establishment of the Redevelopment Tax Increment Financing District in the downtown.
So moved.
Now we have a motion for that. So we have a second. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed by the same sign. Motion carries. All right, we got there. Okay. Next item on the agenda is the City Council Chambers Broadcast Technology Upgrade. You know I'm interested in this one.
I worded that just to pique your interest. Last meeting, Ray joined us via Zoom, and everything from computer sounded great. We could hear Ray, she could hear us. I don't think there was much of an echo on your side. There was no echo here. On the broadcast, there was a significant echo, and we kind of knew that going in, but it's been something that has plagued us a bit, and thought we had a workaround at one point in time, but it's been kind of hit and miss. We haven't done a lot of those broadcasts the right way, and so our technology partners at North Metro TV and our vendor Z Systems that put in this system got together, put their heads together, and said, how do we fix this? Turns out, since this system was put in a couple years ago, new technology has emerged that does a much better job of canceling out the echo on the broadcast. And so we have an opportunity to upgrade our system to do that. And I think just given the way our world is working, more and more things, as I said earlier in the workshop, it's 2024. This won't be the last time we have a remote meeting, and it won't be the last time we want to broadcast that remote meeting, or partially remote meeting, a mixed meeting. So I think it is a good investment. So come on, our cable fund, we have funds that can only be used for this purpose, so it doesn't come out of the general fund, so to speak. It's all part of the general fund, but the cable fund is set aside because of the source of those funds, and so it's only to be used for things which enhance our ability to broadcast the sounds.
All right.
Further questions?
Yeah, question?
No, just under there, it says, with this upgrade, our system should be fully functional. What else?
technology is a funny thing, but...
Well, I get that. Is there other things that... are options to go above or below, or is
no, this... I think this is pretty much, there is only one, I think, is this Sorry. Type of thing, because it's fairly new technology.
So was this diagnosed by a company or just something we knew we didn't have?
It's been, so when we started this whole thing, we weren't doing a lot of hybrid meetings. We were doing either all on Zoom or all in person. And
yeah.
So the issues we were looking at were, can I hear it in the council chambers and can the council chambers in the broad? When you add in that other person up there, it works well one way, but then the microphones pick up the TV's signal, and when it goes up to the broadcast, it has this problem. So it wasn't... it was a more of a recent diagnosis that this is the problem, and we just got aggressive about handling the problem is all we got to do here. So
I kind of guess my question too veers from what is the other end using to communicate with? Like, are they on a phone? Has it got to be a certain
Yeah, no other technology requirements on the other end. It's just
so your laptop, computer, Apple
does works with a headset and that kind of stuff too. Yep. So.
Okay. I just didn't know if it was on that end of it either that we had to have a certain bring a City of Centerville computer with you.
No, nothing like that. Okay. And speaking of technology, I just noticed that my microphone and the phonics were off. If you want to just make sure that light is on your microphones.
Okay. Anything else?
No, thank you.
Ray, questions?
No, I think this is a good upgrade, and a lot of those things are because all online and all in person probably work fine, but it's when you mix the two, and this looks like a much faster processor, which should be able to catch up. You could say something, and I would say something, and it would be a really significant lag. Uh-huh. So like when you asked Russ for his vote, I would say yes, so that by the time you asked me, you would hear it.
No way.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So this would be great.
Where were you at? Out of country again? Or?
No, he's
out of country that time.
Was in D.C.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you're out.
Yeah. Right.
That's good. That's good.
No, okay. D.C.
So Mark, I guess the elephant in the room for me is this isn't going to fix our other intermittent issue that we seem to have with not broadcasting.
And without getting, like, super into the weeds here, the intermittent issue, in other words, we've had some broadcast issues here and there, it's every time it's been something different. So it's not a persistent issue that I could point to and say, well, we just need this one piece of technology to fix all that. It's been something new each time, and it's taken a significant diagnosis to figure out what happened each time, and we've corrected those issues. Often just either human or process error, not really technology issues.
So are we running the same equipment as many of the other cities that are part of our North Metro TV system?
Yes and no. No, that is why we need this particular piece of technology. Our the TriCaster motherboard type thing is a little different than other cities. Yeah.
Okay. So we don't have the best technology.
Depends on who you ask.
Okay. And if you don't know, it's okay, but, I mean, are other cities experiencing similar intermittent, non-broadcast issues?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. That's fair. Is there a potential fix out there? I mean, I'm not looking to spend tons of money, but I would prefer, as you know, I mean, I've said 100 times over, I prefer to be consistent.
Yeah. The fix for the intermittent issues is human and process corrections,
okay.
Not technology.
All right. I will quit beating a drum.
No, that's right.
All right. Okay.
Fair questions.
And if there are no other questions, do we have a motion for approval?
So moved.
We have a motion?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. We move on to new business item number 3, consider rescheduling the June 26, 2024 City Council meeting. Sure,
yeah, so on June 26th, as it sits today, we would have a quorum, but, and you know, of course that works as we are seeing tonight. However, the items in front of us at that point in time may be much more significant than the items in front of us tonight, and I wanted to make sure that we had as full a council as we can in case those items do come before us at that time. So, and of course, there's the potential that one more council member decides they want to go as well, which would leave us without a quorum. So right now, we have two council members, I believe, signed up for the League of Minnesota Cities Conference, as well as a staff member. And so,
already signed up?
Already signed up. Yeah.
Oh well, I plan on it. So.
Oh, I think you're included in that.
Oh,
sorry.
I thought
you were.
No, I'm not yet. But
I think we're including you.
Okay.
So at any rate, we're down to a maximum of 3, and I just wanted to make sure that we don't have 3 people here when we're deciding on, say, the La Landa apartment complex, right? So moving into the Tuesday seems to make the most sense. The day before kind of keeps us mostly in line with what we're, you know, all the timelines on all sorts of other, you know, project issues and that kind of thing. And it seems to work with most people's schedule just because it's the same week and all that kind of stuff. So in that case, our suggestion is the 25th, and I'd take any ones you'd put on that.
All right. Darren? All right.
track season, I'm not available Tuesdays or Thursdays, but that's okay.
Well, and that's good, because I was going to ask if there was any thoughts about any heartburn about moving it to Monday, because that Tuesday I would be involved in interviews. I've already kind of raised my hand for that.
I don't think so. Let me just take a quick look at the old calendar.
That would make it easier for you, I'm hearing.
I could probably attend, but it would probably have to be virtually. Okay. I'm theoretically in Palm Springs that day.
Theoretically. Okay. Can Monday be impossible for you?
No.
Okay. From a staff standpoint?
Sorry.
And we don't have to...
No, we would not have to decide this tonight.
Because it would be nice to have the other council members available to share their...
Sure. Was there a reason we had this on the agenda tonight? Not just...
Why don't we just send out a survey?
Okay. I would entertain a motion for tabling the consideration for a schedule change at the second meeting in June council meeting.
We will reach out individually then to council members and see if we can't get some consensus.
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. That agenda item is tabled. All right, agenda item, new business number 4, website and mobile app renewal.
I'll let the Athanasia handle this one.
I was figuring.
Sure, okay. Yeah, so earlier this year, we received notification that Civic Plus is changing their pricing structure. They are honoring the agreements that were set in place. So this year, we would not have an increase, but starting next year, then it would go up a little bit, and I put in the amount, it would be about $14,993 instead of $12,000. That includes a 5% uplift included in the pricing. And the reason they went ahead and changed their pricing structure is they've invested more in cybersecurity, inflation, and operational changes, and acquisition of new products and services. So they're trying to do the best they can with what they have, but they are, you know, changing their pricing structure just a little bit.
Okay. All right. Ray, any questions?
I don't. Actually, I do. with that plan, is there any guarantees, or do they have any price guarantees for, like, a contract rate for how many years?
So their renewals are annually, and even when we initially signed on, it was, we will give you this renewal rate one time every year for 3 years. And they, in their communication, they said this is a one-time adjustment. So the plan is that there would be a 5% uplift, a potential for 5% uplift each year. So this next year, it would go up to this price, and then 5% increase the following year, and then the following year. It would just be the uplift for the increases, so 5% more each year.
Wow. Okay.
So, not my turn yet.
No. And then are they adding anything, any value added to their services?
Yes.
And they're investing more in that cybersecurity, but are they?
Yes. So they're doing that, and then they have more of a digital communication where you can, you know, chat with them more, a little bit more support from Civic Plus. And also with others that are on Civic Plus. So they're adding that. And then they also have this service called Montecito, which is more of it's like an automated ADA checker. So they're including some of that in the program as well.
Not significant.
You said that is significant?
To have the ADA moderation, like, is to be more accessible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of, especially if they're doing it for the mobile app and the website.
Yeah, so in last year, they actually, because Civic Plus is a huge organization, so somebody from their sales team reached out and asked if we were interested in Montecito separately, and it was a little bit pricey, but we sat in on it, and then I worked with our account rep and our account manager and asked her if she could just do a scan and see where we were on things, and we were doing okay, and now they're incorporating some of this technology into the renewed contracts.
Okay, because that's going to be, you know, 700 plus a year after this one.
Yeah, right. So right now we have this for the next year. That gives us at least a year leeway to make decisions if we have to, you know, pivot and make other decisions. And I'm sure they did notify us in January of this year, so several months in advance of the renewal, which is May 12th, is our renewal. And then on the initial contract that we had, they said that we were subject to a 5% uplift, but we actually did not get an uplift for either of the 2 years. So last year and then this year, we're not getting an uplift. But they put that language in, subject to. And so I just wanted to make sure to include that information.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Darren?
So this is $1,000 a month, basically. Is it 12 grand a year?
It is 12 grand a year for the mobile app and the website. And half of that is for the app.
Half of that's for the app. So yeah. $500 a month.
Yeah.
$600.
Yeah.
No, $1,000
a month. $6,000 each.
Okay.
It's going up.
So and it's going to go up another 5% next year.
So the amount that it will be next year, it was like $14,200 and something with the uplift. Then that's the max it would go up for the following year. So it would be
$14,993. Okay.
That's with the uplift, the 5%.
Okay. Civic Plus obviously is good. I just heard Ray talk about the things, which I know nothing about, but is there another option out there?
I mean, there's plenty of options.
Is there?
But if we were to change, it would be a very similar process to the one that we did undergo, which is, we'd have to migrate all of the content over to another provider. They would do a redesign. And then when we signed with Civic Plus, they actually gave us, they gave us about a $10,000 discount, which was sort of unheard of, because it was going to be like a $37,000 project. And we were able to negotiate that down to $26,900 or $26,700, something like that, for the redesign in the first year of service. So we did get a pretty competitive price, and that included the standalone mobile app, which a lot of the other companies did not have, but they do have. So another organization that we did not choose reached out and said, you know, why did you not go with us? And we talked about the mobile app, and they have since launched one. So they take feedback, you know, pretty seriously. And so, I mean, there's always options. It's a matter of weighing, you know, what those options are.
To pay the startup fee again or whatever you want to call it?
I'm sure you would have a redesign fee and the migration fee and all of those things. Again, we are eligible for a redesign in 2026, included in our annual cost for the renewal. Now, and it could be that maybe they don't charge us an uplift in 2026. I just want to be, you know, transparent, because they say subject to an uplift. And this cost does include the uplift for the 2025. So I'm pretty spot on. That's what the price will be in 2025.
Okay. All right. Athanasia, with a normal person looking at our website or our mobile app, notice any differences as a result of these changes that they've made?
No, I don't believe that they would. No, but we did just go to the League of Minnesota safety training and learned excuse me, a little bit more about the importance of having ADA compliance mm-hmm. on websites and that sort of thing. So, you know, the Department of Justice is looking at different ways to, you know, scan sites, and
sure.
so it's a good, very good best practice to have this included.
So, So would they go through our documents or something of that nature and check the print on them and make sure?
They don't go through the documents. They would look at the site. They would look at the site, and you know what we learned is they would check the images and see if maybe somebody that had sight impairments uh-huh. could understand what the image was of. So did staff describe the image? You know, this is a girl holding a book and sitting on a bench in a park. You know, could they actually understand what they were, you know, using as a reader?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they would do it that way.
All right. And Darren asked other questions that I had in reference to, you know, potential changes. So I heard those answers, so I won't re-ask those questions. All right. I guess at this point, I would entertain a motion.
So moved.
So that would be a motion for approval?
Motion for approval.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Do we have a second?
A second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Further discussion?
I do have discussion. So this is basically for the next 2 years after
yes,
May?
Yeah. So this would be for the renewal for this year, which is $12,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2025, it would be for this price increase. Typically, we don't, like last year, we did not bring this before you because it was just $12,000 renewal.
Yeah.
But with the price increase, I wanted to make sure right. that you were well aware that this would be coming.
Would it be possible just to kind of get a feel out there for what it would cost us to go to another, at least know where we're at so we either feel good or we feel bad, I guess. I
don't know. You want to know what
what yeah, another quote, yeah, yeah. What another quote would be, you know?
Yes. Excuse me, I apologize. Yes, I can certainly do that.
If time permits, I mean. Mm-hmm.
So we can do that without doing a full RFP?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. I can just get a quote. Okay. But you want to go ahead and you made a motion to approve the $12,000 for this year?
That's the motion that's on the floor.
It's on the table, yes.
Correct.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Any further discussion? All right. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries. All right. Next item on our agenda is new business item number 5, which is a donation from the Centerville Alliance to our Park and Rec Committee. And I just want to take a moment to thank the Centerville Alliance for their $500 donation that they presented to me on behalf of the city at their Cadillac dinner this past Saturday night, and I'm going to pass this down the desk to our administrator so that he can make sure that the Park and Rec Committee receives those funds and on behalf of the Lions. So thank you, Lions, and I would entertain a motion for approval of acceptance of the donation.
So moved.
We have a motion, and do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries. All right, new business item number 6. We have that down as the pre-development signage. Administrator Stotts.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, we were approached by some citizens asking whether or not they would could be allowed to put up a sign adjacent to a proposed development site. Sort of the intent of the sign was to advertise the public hearing. Create awareness for the project, and you know, basically saying development coming soon here, join us for the public hearing on such and such date. And so I thought it would be timely to bring that before the council tonight, just because if we were going to do something like that for the Lalonde project, we would want to do that now, because the next time we meet will be after the public hearing, so it doesn't make a lot of sense. So their proposal was to put up a sign that they had created. I don't know that that's particularly appropriate, just in terms of a citizen created sign on city right away. I think opens you up to a lot of questions about, well, if one citizen group put up a sign, do we need to then, let's say someone else, you know, had a different opinion of the project and wanted to put up a different sign that was worded a little differently. You know, this sign was meant to be as even-handed as possible and be informative, and it doesn't say, aren't you opposed to this development? I mean, it wasn't something like that. But, you know, I think anyone who reads the sign could infer maybe which side of the issue the folks might be on. And I think it begs the question, well, then can someone else put up a sign that says something a little different? And I think we get into that issue then of like, well, who are we going to let put up signs and how many? And what's good for the goose is good for the gander, right? And so I think it's a slippery slope to go down to say citizens can start putting up signs in front of future developments in city right away. And in this case, the right away is the county, so it makes it even more complicated. But all that being said, you might just say, well, that's just a terrible idea in the first place. Let's skip that whole idea. But the idea of putting up a sign in front of a development is not something that is foreign to cities. There are cities that do that. And so the idea is just to, again, be as engaged with the community as possible, because people on email, their attention just isn't, you know, there. And so, but when you drive by a place and you see a big empty lot or something and you say, hey, there might be a development here, it kind of piques your interest. Like, oh, that's right where I live. You know, I drive by that place every day. Maybe I would like to know what's going on with that site. So it's not a foreign concept for a city to put up a sign that says future development coming, maybe even a date for a public hearing. However, I think if you're going to consider that, I think you have to also consider, again, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If we put a sign up for the Lalonde project, we have another public hearing going to be that same night for a development which is essentially two lots becoming two lots out on Mound Trail. A guy's just going to move his lot line about 5 feet in one direction, but technically it's a public hearing for a preliminary plat because that's the process he's going through. Do we want to put a sign up on that development? If we start deciding which developments we should put signs up and which ones we don't, I think we get into a tough spot as well. So I think it's, hate to be that slippery slope warner guy, but I think there is a bit of that issue here, which is how many different signs are we going to put up for different developments? And if we don't do it one for one development, are people going to be angry with us? We had the same discussion, remember, a number of years ago about how far out to mail notices.
Yep.
We have a legal requirement to do it for 350 feet beyond the development, depending on the type of thing that's going on. We kind of decided against expanding that because, again, for the guy in the Mount Trail who's going to move his property line 5 feet, do we need to mail half the city a postcard and say this is happening or not? So I think staff's recommendation at this point would just to probably not do this. I do think, though, it is an interesting concept. We've made great strides and I've made great efforts to be more engaged with our citizens and to have them be as informed as possible. I think, quite frankly, on the Lalonde project, we've gone above and beyond it so far. We've held a whole separate public meeting that was not required by law. We've had the stuff up on the website for people to comment on. Just based on the number of comments we've got, obviously people are aware of the situation.
Right.
So I think that while this is another step in that direction of just being as engaged as possible, I think perhaps it's a bit more complicated than other forms of engagement.
All right. Darren, thoughts, questions?
Yeah, that's a good point about do one for one and one for all. And then we would have to have these signs made, I'm assuming.
Yeah, you could put it as a developer expense to pass through. You know, I don't think the cost is an issue. I think you could put that on a developer at all.
And there was a citizen that wanted to put up their own sign that they made, or?
Correct.
Okay, and then is there, does somebody live by the road they can put that by, or? I mean,
they can certainly put it on their own property.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
The idea behind these types of signs would be to put it on the property that's going to be developed or near the property that's adjacent to the property that's going to be developed, so people can say, this is coming to here. So in this case, I don't think that the citizen's going to be able to put up their sign on the property unless the property owner allowed them to. I can't imagine they would. So aside from the property owner allowing them to, you're now talking about either on Main Street, it would be county right away, and on Cinderella Road, it would be city right away, so they'd have to either get permission from the city or the county to put that sign up, and that's, I guess, what we're asking tonight, but not, I'm not asking should we allow the citizen to put up the sign, but I think whether or not we should just do that as a practice ourselves.
Well, how many, I mean, we don't have that many lots left to, if we made it part of the developer's package, you know, here's what we do.
Right.
You need to put up a sign saying we're having a public hearing whenever that is. I mean, would that be one for all then?
I mean, yeah, I think, don't quote me on this, but I believe Blaine does something like this. I think they have a movable sign. They have a pretty stalwart wooden sign with sandbags on it, and they have their public works people haul it out there and put it at the end of the cul-de-sac and say, future development, come in this direction. And, you know, it's...
But then you would have to have the permission from the landowner to put that.
Well, you're putting it in the right of way somewhere, you know.
And that's the county, though, right?
In this case, it would be the county. We'd have to ask permission from the county to put it on the right of way.
You have to pull a permit for that, do you think?
I suppose, as we're talking this through, since it would be a requirement of the development, you would tell the property owner this is a requirement of the development. You have to allow this sign to be here.
We can't really do that. This thing's already in the motion, can we?
We could, probably, I would think.
I would say I'm in favor if we do it that way. I at this point, I don't think that that we should put that on us to put up signs on everywhere. I think we should put that on the developer when they have the public hearing on it, because then everybody has about as fair a chance as you can get other than a personal invitation.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I would say if we put that on the developer, that'd be my two cents.
Yeah, right.
So I think as far as opinion signs, it definitely falls under any other political laws that we have. So if you have an office or an agenda that you want to express, so as long as a particular citizen is following those rules and regulations within their yards and whatnot, I don't think that there should be any, you know, particular rules about that we must do X or Y for every potential, but I think that if there is any potential of a development that affects more than the property that is being developed, that we have to be really careful in the words that we use, right? Like new development coming soon.
We shouldn't be characterizing.
We shouldn't be characterizing. Yeah, exactly.
It's
proposed development, open discussion X day, and I think that should be on the developer to be able to have that opportunity, but that has to be policed, for lack of a better word, that their signage that they put out can't be, we're coming soon, like very, you know, it has to be neutral for that, if it's suspecting to be like off of property. I like the idea of it, right, because it gets passerbys the opportunity to see something's there, and that is above and beyond, because we have ways of communicating that are in the statutes already that we're doing in multiple places to be able to get that. I'm not sure exactly what the best way to do that is, but considering how do we protect that there is an, you know, minimally biased or unbiased opinion in a sign?
I would suggest it be a city-produced sign, reimbursed cost by the developer,
okay.
And it would just simply say proposed development.
Hearing XYZ.
Hearing XYZ, yeah.
Right, so that it's neutral.
Yeah.
But the city shouldn't incur that cost, right? Because
correct.
It's the potential development. And just to double check, have we ever had any precedents of any developments or property changes that have had any non-property but right-of-way signage, like for Amazon or Quick Trip?
No, we've never done anything like that before, no.
Okay.
I personally, I feel like we're making things up in mid-cycle here. I don't know that it's going to make sense for us to try to go to the developer and say, you must now put up a sign. I mean, we're so far down the road here to now add one more thing to their ticket. It just feels a little unfair. And then I think about the fact that where this property sits and how it's situated, the size of that sign for people to actually be able to see it, it's going to need to be pretty huge. And I don't think we should put it in the right of way, because we don't, you know, when people come in and complain that, hey, someone's political sign's in the right way, we're like, you got to take that out. You can't do that. So we don't want to get into that business, in my opinion. We don't want to start doing that, even though we know later on this year there's going to be tons of signs right away because people do it and go, well, if I get caught, I get caught. It'll be there for a few days. So, I don't know. I would doubt that the developer is going to allow the citizens to put their sign up. Now, with that said, this is a pretty hot button item. A lot of people are aware of it, and I have no problems whatsoever with us being very aggressive with our social media, with our sign, and everything else, saying, hey, there's a public hearing. We've done it before, and we got the house packed. We can do it again. I don't know that we need to put a sign out there that's, you know, one little extra thing. People are aware. And if we put in our email blast, we put in our administrative report, we put it on Twitter, Facebook, all of the things, I think we'll be fine because we have been so far. So that's just my opinion. So I guess, gosh, what would even the motion be? Does anyone want to make a motion? I guess I would just open it up and see if someone wants to make a motion for approval of the signs or not make any motions whatsoever. It's up to the council.
I don't have any.
All right, we have no motion. So there's no motion made. Ends up being a discussion item, and that is the end of our agenda item. So we're going to move into staff and council updates. Administrator Stotts.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, just before we get going on my administrator's report, just a note that to say that John, our technology whiz back there doing the cameras, is on his last meeting tonight. And so thank you, John, for your service to our community and for getting those broadcasts out to the public. HD cameras have made our world a whole lot different in the last few years. And so it's been a fun ride. So thank you to John. He's retiring and moving on to the next stage of his life. So thank you for that.
Thanks, John.
We have, obviously, Earth Day was on the 22nd here, and our Republic Services folks just wanted to remind us of all the work that they do and remind us that they have services available for yard waste and other things like that. So please take advantage of those. If you want to get in touch with them, you can ask about those things. We've got a park cleanup day coming up next Saturday, this coming Saturday, I should say. Please meet at City Hall at 9 a.m. We got plenty of vests and gloves and all that kind of stuff for you, so be ready to clean up our parks and some right-of-way areas and that kind of stuff, other public areas. The Fête de Lox logo contest has been kicked off, and our school folks are doing that. And this year's theme is Shoot for the Moon, so it's kind of a space theme, that kind of thing, so use your imagination and can come up with a logo for us. We have Centerville Cares this week, time around, which is regarding the prescription assistance program. And there's more information in the report on that. The corridor study for 20th Avenue should be here any minute now, and I'm eagerly awaiting that report to give our sort of final comments on that. Thank you to everyone who came out and gave us input. We received a lot. We had a packed house that night, and we've had input since then even. So I feel like we, if nothing else, we got a lot of good input, and we're hopeful that we can get through that project. So, Athanasia, do you want to explain about the Senior Expo?
Yeah, so the Senior Expo is going to be on May 16th. It'll be at St. Jen's, like it has in the last 2 years. This is the third year. We have several vendors signed up already. There is space though, so if anybody out there is interested in signing up, we'd love to have you. And we have several local businesses participating, and it should be a really great event.
So, thank you for that. With our hire of the public works technician tonight, that position is closed. However, we do have seasonal public works positions available, so generally we try to hire up to four those folks, and anyone 18 years of age or older is eligible. So just so high school folks know, we don't hire under 18, and that's because we do use some power equipment and stuff like that. So, we're looking for, we don't have any applications in for that right now, so there's four positions open. Stop by City Hall to get an application packet, or you can click on the link here on the admin report. The alum treatment for Centerville Lake was approved by the Bryce Creek Watershed District this morning at their meeting. So the bid came in at a reasonable rate, and everyone is moving forward with that project. As you remember, we pledged our $35,000 to the project, and we will receive an invoice at the close of the project. And actually, I kind of was reminded today that that invoice probably won't come until 2026. So we got plenty of time to actually, you know, make sure that that is worked into the budget, even though we have kind of already done that. But we're going to be kind of the tail end of the funding, right? So the second treatment, there'll be one treatment done this year, in the next month, and then there'll be a second dosing 2 years later. So there's enough funding from the grant to cover the first treatment. The second treatment will need to be a partial funded from the grant, partial from our partners. So excited to see that project take shape, though. The police department, we are still taking applications. I do think we may have we do have a candidate, I believe, for that final position, but certainly nothing has been finalized. So if you know anyone that's looking for a job as a police officer, we'd be glad to talk to them yet. But we're hopeful that we can actually have a full force for the first time in several years coming up soon here. Fire district, we're always looking for volunteer firefighters, or I should call them paid-on-call firefighters. A very nice package of pay and retirement benefits that are a wonderful benefit, and plus you get to have the benefit of knowing that you're just an awesome person and a great citizen. I did, one interesting comment. We've been talking a lot about the Lalonde project tonight. I had a firefighter, someone in our firefighter leadership, I'll call them, just make a comment that, boy, you know, it'd be nice to have an apartment full of people of a demographic that might want to be a firefighter, or some young folks, you know, kind of that 20-something folks, young professional, that might want to have a gig as a firefighter to kind of supplement their income. And this person just thought, you know, it would be a good farm club for firefighting candidates, right? And, you know, if there was 104 units, it only takes three or four to make a huge difference. We have a goal of having about 15 firefighters in our stable here. Right now we're at, I think, 10 or 11. So we'd like to have, again, three or four would make a huge difference to us. We're doing just fine. We have a wonderful group of 10 people, but 15 would be awesome, right? So
they don't want the 50-somethings, they want the 20-somethings.
Well, they would probably take a 50-something. Good enough shape to lift the, you know, 50-pound sack or whatever they do, crawl up a ladder with whatever physical agility test they do, then they'll take you no matter what age you are. But
you're in.
Yeah. I'll grab the truck.
The Lalonde property, we've obviously talked about that a fair amount tonight and in the work session. You did see that I did verify that the paper did have the posting for the public hearing May 7th, 6:30. It is at the St. Jen's Community Center, which is the new church, I'll call it, near next to Lamont Park. It's in the community center portion of that, so hope folks can come on out and we can hear from you that night on your opinions on the development. In the work session, I did share some information about a Block 7 developer that is interested in putting up townhomes on that site, and similar to configurations we've seen in the past. So we'll see where that proposal goes. And then, as I mentioned in the work session as well, we also had a developer looking at a mixed-use building on the vacant land, a couple of the different vacant land parcels out by Quick Trip on the east side of town, and we will have some further discussions based on our discussion during the work session with those folks on what might be appropriate, what might not be. So with that, I would take any other further questions.
Any questions for Mark? All right. Tansia, any updates?
Yeah, sure. So earlier this week, then the Quad Chamber had their quarterly breakfast, and we got an update from the Centennial Schools. So it was very interesting. They talked a lot about, they have a 10-year long-range plan for facility upgrades. So he gave, they have a big stakeholder engagement process going on now, and they've had two meetings, and they're still receiving feedback from various groups, and later on we will get a presentation at some point down the road. But one of the interesting things that they mentioned is that they're adding a new pathway to the school. It's going to be health sciences and sports management, which I thought was really interesting. So I thought that was really great. And part of the stakeholder engagement involves the students on some of the students' feedback, which of course I reached out to Avery and asked if she had any feedback, and shared so far what the students have said, which is that the hallways are crowded at the high school, and cafeteria space is not large enough, and she concurred. That was what she thought was tracking as well. So pretty good there. And then I do have an update from Avery, since she is not here. She said, for school updates, prom and AP tests are coming up. The Centennial Girls Lacrosse are 3-1. They're playing Coon Rapids as the meeting is going on right now. The spring musical, Ariel, is also opening next week. And she's very sad that she could not be here. She says hello to everybody.
All right. Thank you. Darren, any updates?
Yes. Well, I got a little bit of an update for the EDA. Two of us in the room are EDA, so I won't take it all. We reviewed some marketing programs. With that, I could probably have Anthea explain a little bit more on what we were after with businesses that you don't see from, you know, a sign perspective or...
Yeah, I could certainly take that. So our center stage program has been around for a couple of years, and it was really flourishing early on, but a lot of the businesses have been through the program. And, you know, now we're in year 3 or 4 of the program, and participation is pretty limited. So I've reached out to some local graphic artists and asked what else we could offer to help local businesses, something that maybe was customizable for the new business coming in. And then I will bring information back to the EDA at this next meeting so they can consider program tweaks on that, and if they want to make any additions or changes to the current center stage program.
Yes, and then the second one is we talked a little bit about the Main Street enhancements and the planters and things like mm-hmm. that. We'll find out next meeting what the findings were on that, but we were looking at some planters and stuff like that to kind of jazz up the downtown area and make it, when we have the music in the park and the marketplace, to give a little wow factor. So we're looking into that.
All right.
That's pretty much it. We talked about businesses and yeah. Oh, and then just kind of reviewing like what authorities we have or what things we want to ask for to be able to be creative in the space for the city.
Anything else?
That's all I got.
All right. Kurt, any updates for us?
No. Have a good night.
All right, well, I'll get through my list pretty quickly here. At least I'll try. First, I mentioned earlier we had the Cadillac dinner for the Lions. The Lions are turning 50 this year, so happy birthday, Lions. And also wanted to congratulate President of the Lions, Ron Hogan, for winning the most prestigious Premier Lions Award that's countrywide. So that was a nice thing for that to happen on Saturday night that was presented to him. Number two on my list is we're going to have an emergency or a special meeting for North Metro TV to discuss the merger. I know our city discussed that a few months back, and we decided that we weren't interested in pursuing that. But one of our sister cities did go ahead and reach out to the other cable companies, so we're going to meet as a board to decide what direction needs to be taken in reference to that. Number three on my list is we have a CLPD or Police Governing Board meeting on May 13th. Number four on my list is North Metro TV actually put out a football video chronicling the 2024 No, it's 2024 now. So it'd be the 2023 Centennial Cougar State Championship football season. And that video is very well done. If you have not taken the time to watch it, you know, it's about a half hour. So if you want to watch it in 3 10-minute spurts, that works well. But it kind of gives you a few times being the spine-tingling moments as you watch it, at least if you're a football fan. And then the final thing I had on my list was there was a fake email or some fake emails going out under my name over the last couple of days. If you get an email from me asking you to buy gift cards or something like that, it's not me. Don't respond to it. Especially when it says don't call. I always welcome your calls. No, that's truthful. I will welcome your call. But yeah, if you receive an email from me, there are fake emails out there. And it is not from our city email address, so no need to respond to that. And with that, I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. We stand adjourned. God bless. Everyone have a great evening.